This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, well, well. Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. The streaming giant announced quarterly earnings this afternoon after the bell. Net income, that is profit, of $2.3 billion on $9.3 billion in total revenue. 9.3 million new subscribers last quarter, thanks in part to, yes, content, but also the company's crackdown on password sharing. But there are only so many freeloaders left to convert. And one of the company's longer-term strategies to drive growth is the video game business that it jumped into late in 2021. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on where that stands.
If you haven't logged on to the Netflix app on a mobile device lately, you might not even know there are games, more than 80 of them now. And many are what you'd expect of a free mobile game, says freelance writer Ian Campbell, who's tested a bunch of them.
There was a game called Mittens where you're matching yarn to make hats for cats, you know, not super serious or super highfalutin stuff.
There are some games based on Netflix series like Stranger Things and some licensed third-party games, including Grand Theft Auto and one called Kentucky Route Zero.
Sort of like a magical realist road trip through the United States. But the story is very emotional and serious in a way that a lot of those early Netflix games are not.
The expansion of higher profile games last year helped drive an increase in downloads, according to data from Apptopia. But only a small fraction of Netflix subscribers are playing, says analyst David Cole at DFC Intelligence.
I don't think it would be fair to, at this point, really assess it based on that.
He says 3 years in the video game world is nothing. It often takes longer to develop an original project. Netflix has bought several game studios, hired some big names, and is piloting cloud gaming on TV and PC. But it'll need more than that to go up against competitors like Sony, Microsoft, and Apple, says Joost van Drooijen, who teaches the business of video games at NYU.
This is always going to be a high-stakes table. What that's going to cost to compete with these companies is tons of money.
He says Netflix is used to writing big checks for content to grow its audience. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.